Okay, we're here just around the corner from the Southwark Playhouse. It's Johnny Fox, London, and myself, and we've just come out of seeing Grey Gardens, which is probably the ultimate mother-daughter musical, perhaps. Now, John, we were singing, or at least humming, some of the tunes coming out, but how did you find the show?
We were humming the best of the tunes, really. Was it called Another Winter in a Summer Town?
That and Around the World.
Yes, Around the World, da-da-da-da.
It's very catchy.
Well, there's a lot of things you could catch from this show, like fleas.
Yes, I was scratching after a while.
Fleas and cat flu, because we are in the house of Edith and Edie Bouvier-Beale, Jackie Kennedy's mother and aunt, who lived in some rather splendid decay when the Kennedy funding for their lifestyle sort of dried up, and they lived in this house on in East Hampton on Long Island, really in total squalor. And that's really the middle and end of the plot, isn't it?
Yeah, well, actually, that's the interesting thing, because I think what's made this story have a life is that the documentary that was filmed in the early 70s of them, you know, just getting on with their lives and reminiscing about what could have been and how they're enjoying themselves, that is really the show. And so the musical then has to explain how they got to this position, plus also give a bit of a story about what it is. But actually, it's probably more successful in sort of recreating the bit that is captured in the documentary. And that's the whole payoff in the second act, really. But you were mentioning earlier that there was a lot of exposition in the first half.
Yeah, I think the first act in its entirety, and this is set sort of 20 or 30 years apart, something like that, yeah. And the actress who plays the younger woman in the first half plays the older one in the second half. But what you're getting is a story about people surrounding the sort of Kennedy Society, and they're reasonably comfortable, and there are engagements which happen and then are called off, and various disappointments enter their lives, which is, as you say, just the build-up to sort of
a very big payoff in the second
act. Yeah, set the trap for the very big payoff in the second act. And the second act starts with a great bang. It starts with Jenna Russell, who is now playing the young Edie, as an absolutely freak comic character, completely self-deluded that she's a great musical comedy star, and sending herself up rotten and engaging directly with the audience, and you think, oh my god, this is what this show should have been about from the beginning. And that's not the fault of Tom Sutherland's production, which is excellent and detailed and careful. It's the structure of the show, really. There's the first half is too long for the payoff that comes in the second, but the payoff in the second is well worth, you know, don't be defeated by the first half, stay for the second.
It's well worth hanging around indeed. But also, we have to say, the casting, again, it's a terrific cast. Jenna Russell,
Sheila Hancock.
And Sheila Hancock, who I believe is around the same age as the elder Beale was.
I couldn't possibly comment, but she is remarkably fine in her performance for an actress of anything darker than 50.
I know, and absolutely. And if you're familiar with the documentary, she sings quite well in that as well. So
does she? Mm.
Yeah, so it's music is at the heart of what these characters are about, so actually it lends itself very well to a musical. But the other finding is the young little Edie Beale, Rachel
Ann Raham.
Yes, who was quite a delight as the younger Edith trying to deal with her overbearing mother.
Yeah, and, you know, a nifty little mover, particularly with all the obstructions on this set. I mean, there is almost no dancing space, yet they managed to do it.
Yes, it's an ultimate description of a cluttered set, isn't it?
It absolutely is, yes. I mean, the whole thing is a tip from beginning to end. And, of course, the poor audience have to pick their way through it to get to and from the bar.
Yes.
But it's worth picking your way to and from it, and I'd say, you know, buy a ticket, but you almost can't now because it seems to be sold out for the entire run. Maybe they'll lay on some extra performances as they have done with other things that have been successful.
It would make an excellent Mother's Day present.
It would make an excellent Mother's Day present for a mother-in-law you didn't like as well. But I would say cross your fingers for some kind of extended life or transfer. The set is really meticulous and well detailed and looks built for a bigger theatre. So hopefully one day it'll find one.
Yes, this definitely, this show feels like it needs a longer future.